We thought we would turn down the lights, bring out the Ouija board and light the candles and hold a seance and try to raise the ghost of our last truly great president, Ronald Reagan.
I don't know if you want to do this, man. I've seen the agenda to this, and I don't know about this.
Well, it's times like these that you wish you could go back and talk to George Washington or Lincoln or FDR or, in this case, Reagan, and see what the really great fathers of this country and presidents of this country think about what we're doing now. So just stop laughing, George,
okay,
and let's concentrate. Ronald Reagan, come in. Come in, Ronald Reagan.
It's not working.
Do you hear us?
Well, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we got you now.
Yes, is this former President Reagan?
Welcome to another Ghost of Ronald Reagan Roundtable, where we look at some of the issues of the day. Today, we look at this socialist health care bill that Michelle Obama's menthol-smoking husband forced through Congress. We've assembled an esteemed panel of guests. Let's start with former President Bill Clinton. Bill, you tried to reform health care and it didn't work. What did this half-breed Obama do that you couldn't?
God.
Well, I really wasn't into health care that much except for gynecology. You may say I was a cervix king.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not really, no.
Well, there you go. I thought you were going to the phones.
Is that it? That's all you have to say?
Yeah, that's all
right, let's go over to line four and talk with former President Jimmy Carter.
Oh, wow, boy. Star-studded roundtable.
I think the big question, how are you going to pay for it? I was talking to my daughter, Emma. And what do you say to Emma? It's called the treasurer, and Romeo sold him 20s.
Couldn't even understand that.
That's always nice. Let's go back to the phones and ask current Cowboy defensive secondary coach Dave Campo. Health care, Dave. Health care.
Well, obviously, health care is an issue of health and an issue of care decided by the government.
All right, let's head over to Bills head coach Chan Gailey. Tell me, Chan, should health care be reformed?
Yeah, well, I'll say this about health care. The only health care we got out in the country was when the vet came out to give my mama a nervous shot of horse tranquilizer so she could put up with my daddy's rabble-rousing ways.
Well, we kind of have the same voice, but that's okay.
How about this round table?
Well, we've really fallen off from past presidents to football coaches.
Yeah.
Let's get the old world perspective on health care in America from year one ticket character Dr. Hoopenstein.
Yes.
Care plan is the most ridiculous piece of legislation since the bill that took the 19-9 line in college basketball. By the way, did you see Baylor's in the Sweet 16?
Yes.
We saw that. Scott Drew's got quite a job at Baylor there.
You know Scott Drew?
I guess so.
And finally, a fake Grego final comment on the Ghost of Ronald Reagan roundtable.
Oh, boy. Tell you what, this bill is failed, man. You got a health care plan written by a committee whose chairman says he doesn't understand it, passed by a Congress that exempts themselves from it to be signed by a president who smokes, with funding administered by a treasury chief who didn't pay his taxes, all to be overseen by a surgeon general who's fat, and financed by a country that's broke. What could possibly go wrong, brother?
Well, thank you, Grego. This has been another Ghost of Ronald Reagan Roundtable.
Another Ghost of Ronald Reagan Roundtable. I guess he's doing them a lot in heaven, and we just happened to catch this one.
I warned you about going to that. I saw the agenda, and I just didn't know.
Can we please cancel the show? Please.
That might be your greatest bit ever.
8:46 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We will try to...